couple weeks ago, I was talking about Peter and how he denied Christ and how the Lord had forgiven him. I really didn't look it up, but I don't remember that Peter ever really apologized to Jesus. He followed him and came back and did this and that. But I think what amazed me is that Jesus made an effort to pardon Peter. The title of my sermon this morning is, Can You Pardon Others? We had a rough week this week. I don't know how many of you follow the news, but I like to follow the news. Sometimes it's not always good, but you know when they caught the second guy the other night, Bill O'Reilly said the first guy went to hell. You know, I thought, I got to admit I'm human. I thought he deserved it. And then he made the statement that the second guy is going there too. And I got thinking about that. There was another guy in the Bible that killed Christians. How many of you know who that was? Paul, Saul. You know what God did for him? The whole good percentage of the New Testament is written by Paul, who killed Christians. Now we know that these guys were out to kill Americans and Christians. But my question is, can we forgive this young man? Can we pardon him? Are we willing to pardon him, or do we all feel like Bill O'Reilly? Send him to hell. You know, I'm sure if Bill thought about that after he said it, he might not have said it. But sometimes we all deserve to go to hell. Did you ever think about that? But yet God forgave us. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 50. Joseph was a young man that had a dream that he was going to rule his brothers. And his brothers sold him into slavery. I don't want to go through the whole story, but if you'll read this story in Genesis, you can catch up with me. But Joseph, I don't know what he went through in learning to forgive his brothers. But let's just read a few verses here, starting with verse 15 of chapter 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrong we did him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you're to say to Joseph." First of all, it's not recorded anywhere in the Bible that Joseph's father left these instructions. So first of all, that was a lie. He said, so they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. "I asked you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed to treating you badly. Now please forgive the servants of God." Not only did they lie and blame their father, but they brought God into the picture yet. They're servants of God. Never did they ask forgiveness. Never did they ask forgiveness. But Joseph, in spite of all they had done to him and all that had happened to him, forgave them. The Bible says there in verse 21, "And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them." Now we know had Joseph not forgiven them, he would not have reassured them and spoke kindly to them. So we know that he forgave them in spite of them not asking forgiveness and the way they treated him. How can we forgive or live a life of forgiveness? In order for us to fulfill our destiny, as Joseph did, we need to learn to forgive. You know, if Joseph would not have forgiven his brothers, would have held bitterness in his life, he would have never accomplished the things that he did. Bitterness would have destroyed Joseph. Anger would have destroyed him. But because he was able to forgive his brothers, he fulfilled his destiny. And many of us in this world aren't fulfilling our destiny because we aren't willing to forgive those who mistreated us. Sometimes it really is hard. How many can identify with that? You know, you've been treated so badly, it's hard to forgive somebody. And you say to yourself or you say to somebody else, "I was right and they were wrong." You still need to forgive them. Because if they were right and you were wrong, you don't need to forgive them, right? The only time you need to forgive somebody is when they were wrong, not when they were right. And so no matter what the encounter you have or no matter what the circumstances you have, the reason that you need to forgive them is because they did something wrong. There's three things that can help us in forgiving people. Can you forgive someone who cheated you, lied about you, and stole from you or beat from you. We need to be able to release that person. The word is, can you release them? Can you let it go? In Leviticus 19:18, it says, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Leave room for God. I think a year or so ago I preached a sermon about that. If you fight your battles, God don't have to. We need to let room for God to deal with the situation. We need to receive forgiveness. Matthew 6, a lot of you are familiar with that scripture. Probably most of you. Even if you never went to church, you probably heard this scripture. Chapter 6, verse 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Forgive our debts as we have forgiven, as we have been forgiven. The Bible says that Jesus forgave us. He cast our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. The Bible says, freely ye have received, freely give. And the problem with our forgiveness, I believe, is a lot of times we haven't really received forgiveness. God has forgiven us, but have we received his forgiveness? If you have a problem forgiving others, you probably have a problem receiving forgiveness. Think about that. How many times have you done something wrong? You've done something that you knew you shouldn't have. I'll bet most of you fit in this category sometime in your life. When you did something wrong, and that day or the day following or soon thereafter, something went wrong. Something broke. Maybe you got sick. And you kind of let that thought go through your mind, now we're even, Lord. You felt because you did something wrong that God would get you back. And when finally something did go wrong, you said, yep, I knew it. I'm paying for what I did yesterday. You see, if you have that attitude, you don't know what real forgiveness is, because Jesus will never make you pay as a Christian for what you did. Jesus already paid it for you. So God isn't waiting to get even with you. Now, I could go into a long dissertation about that, and I don't have time, but somebody's going to say to you, you know, I don't agree with what you said, but that's okay. Think about it. If you're expecting God to get even with you, you don't understand forgiveness. If I do something to hurt my wife, and she says, I forgive you, I don't expect her to get even with me. I don't expect her to do something the next day to make me pay for what I just did. And this is the kind of God that we serve. A God that loves us, a God that forgives us, and a God that wants to show us how to forgive others. And the third thing, believe. We need to believe. In Psalms 103:12-13, it says, as far as the east is from the west, our sins will be remembered no more. All we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. You see, God laid the iniquity of us all unto the Lord. Hebrews 1:13. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. And in Job 36:7, he does not take his eyes off the righteous. He enthrones them with kings and exalts them forever. And in 1 Peter 3:12, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You see, in God's eyes, we're righteous. The Bible says that he can't lay his eyes on anything unrighteous. Well, when Jesus shed his blood for us, he paid it all. But Jesus paid it all. I don't care this morning what you've done, where you've come from, if you'll just ask Jesus to forgive you this morning of your sin, he will forgive you, and he will remember it no more, the Bible says. He will cast it as far as the east is from the west to be remembered no more. Your sin is gone. Your sin is forgiven. I just sense this morning there might be somebody here that doesn't know Jesus. And I want you to know this morning that you don't have to pay for your sin. Jesus has forgiven you. He's not going to get even with you. You understand that? And when somebody hurts you, he don't want you to get even with them. Lay it down. Let it go. That's forgiveness. That's pardoning those that have sinned. Something had to be done with your sin so God could look at you. And Jesus did it. He did such a great job. Not only can he look at me now, he can walk with me and talk with me and put his arms around me. He totally removed my sin from me. Don't you like that? Not only can God look at you, but he can put his arms around you. He can walk with you. He can talk with you. Why? Because he's forgiven you. Are you able to forgive? Are you able to pardon? Can we as a church forgive this young man that killed those people in Boston? Can we sincerely pray for his salvation? What he did was awful. It was terrible. But what Saul did, was just as bad. Saul was killing Christians. But God, forgive. Freely you have received. Freely give. Because I understand his forgiveness, I can forgive fully. How about you? Can you? I thank God that, you know, and I mentioned about expecting something bad to happen. You know, and I got to admit, I went through that already in my life when I thought that, you know, something happened. I said, oh, God's getting even with me. But that's not the way God wants us thinking. He's not about getting even. He's about saving us. Amen? Anybody needs prayer for forgiveness? Maybe you're not able to forgive somebody. Maybe you've tried with all your heart and it just isn't working. We would like to pray with you so you can receive forgiveness.